Hey, Nick, Jeffrey Wells speaking.
Oh, hi, Jeffrey. Hey. How are you?
I'm fine, great. I'm looking very much forward to seeing Battle for Haditha. It's pronounced Haditha, correct?
Haditha, yeah. It's the name of one of the towns in the Sunni Triangle.
I just was doing a quick summary yesterday of it, having seen the trailer on your site, and it's also on YouTube, and I posted it. And I looked at some of the reactions to it. There's a lot of the people from the Sean Hannity end of things feel that that Dennis Murtha and the reporter who broke the story initially in Time magazine.
John Murtha, yeah.
John Murtha. And the original reporter who broke it, his last name. Can you help me with the name? I've forgotten all of a sudden. The Time magazine guy.
Somebody McGurk.
Yeah, that's it, McGurk, with a spell with an I. So do you anticipate that there's going to be a good back and forth and some people disputing you when you start to show the film in Toronto, or is that kind of the right-wing fringe and nobody's going to say anything?
I think the film is very sympathetic. I mean, the film does not take a position, and it doesn't sort of say this side is right or that side is wrong, because I think when you have a situation which is, you know, war, you have very different viewpoints. And, you know, one of the things we've tried to do is really put across the human side of the story, which is, from the Marines' point of view, you know, these are kids. They joined when they were 17. And I went out of my way to actually have ex-Marines playing Marines, because I thought that they would make sure that that point of view was represented better than anybody else.
That makes sense.
And the fact of the matter with the Marines is they're in a hostile environment. They don't speak the language. They don't understand the culture. Mm-hmm. For many of them, it's the first time they've been out of the U.S. Mm-hmm. They are coping as well as they can in a war that they don't want to be a part of, and in a situation that they don't in any way understand. And they're just, you know, they want to get back in one piece. And a lot of them have had terrible experiences. A lot of the guys who acted the Marines in our film, as well as the Marines that took place, that were actually in Haditha on the day that this event happened, had been through Fallujah, which was a, you know, terrible experience.
Right.
And I have tried very hard to put all that across in a very sympathetic way. I would be very surprised if people didn't feel that the Marines were put across extremely sympathetically in the film.
Okay. Would you compare what happened with this killing of some 24 Iraqi civilians to what happened in My Lai in 68, I think it was, or 69?
You know, I don't frankly know enough about My Lai to really make a proper comparison. What I have done with the situation in Haditha is I've talked to Marines who were there that day. I've done extensive interviews with them to really get a sense of who they are and what it was like to be there. And I've read a lot of the reports, you know, the 6,000-page reports that were done by the National Criminal Investigative Service, the NCIS.
Right.
So you get a pretty good sense of kind of what was happening. And I think as a filmmaker, you try and produce something, well, I try and produce something that is fair and accurate.
Right.
And also enables a public that haven't had those kind of experiences, haven't got any idea of what it's like to be there, a sense of what it is like and how these kind of things happen and what goes through people's minds. It's fine for us to sit at home and read our newspapers and judge people, but that's not what it's like to be in Haditha.
Have you Well, you know what I should do, because there's some who may be listening to our chat who are not familiar with the bare bones. So would you mind just recounting the blunt facts as concisely as possible, so that we can just reference those?
The what?
Would you mind recounting the basic facts of the Haditha incident that we're speaking of, just for the record on this, so we can for those who are not familiar, who have not read the stories about what happened there?
Well, the bare bones facts of it. On November the 19th, 2005, an IED bomb was planted in the roadside in Haditha, which exploded and killed one Marine and badly injured two others. And in the next 24 hours, Marines killed 24 Iraqi men, women, and children.
Right. Okay. Now, what is the status of whatever prosecutions may have resulted from this? I understand that some were not found guilty, or some were, the charges were dismissed. What has happened as far as any...
Well, the court-martial, or the summary proceedings, mm-hmm. have not finished yet.
Okay.
So those are still continuing on.
All right.
And... I think they'll be continuing in the next few weeks, you know.
Have there been any screenings for any of the people involved on your part, or will the very first screenings be in Toronto?
The very first screening will be in Toronto.
Okay. I presume that you do know that there's another film that sounds like it might be somewhat similar, and that's Brian De Palma's film called Redacted. And that is focusing on a single incident that I think may be fictitious, but it takes numerous points of view of what happened when this incident happened. I think it has something to do with a sniper or a bomb or something. Do you know anything about this?
You know, I really don't. I know that Brian De Palma and I both in around the same time shooting our films. A number of my crew worked with him, and his crew worked with me. But, you know, I wouldn't want to speak about his film.
Yeah.
I've got no idea, and I haven't seen the film. And,
Well, given that there are, by my count, about 11 films, I think 11 films, that are about either the Iraq War or the Afghanistan situation.
Mm.
That's not including The Kite Runner, which has nothing to do with the war, but there's a lot of them. And there is a torrent of them, really. And I would think it would be to your film's benefit if it were on the earlier wave rather than the later wave. And I was just wondering if there's any hope or expectation for a release possibly later this year or sometime before two.
Yeah, we're going to release the film as soon as possible. It's going to be released in the UK in October, November.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, no one in the States has seen the film yet, but I would hope that it would be shown as soon as possible.
Right.
I guarantee you that it will be the most real of the films. It has, you know, the real people acting in it, or if you can even call it acting.
The way I read that you did this is that it's somewhat similar to what Jim Toback did on his film Black and White and others, which is that he sketched out what had to be said, what had to be conveyed through dialogue. And he urged people to say it in their own words and say it their own way without a hard script. Is that how you worked? I read that somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much. And obviously, using real Marines, they were able to say, well, we would do it this way or we'd do it that way, but we wouldn't do it, you know.
Right.
I think you wanted things to be accurate as well.
Okay.
And I think by using people who know what it's about,
mm-hmm.
you get performances that are... have a ring of truth about them.
Now, you said you used some soldiers, but you used some actors, no?
I used... the Marines were... The actual Marine characters were all ex-Marines.
Okay.
The Iraqis... One of the Iraqis is an actor who had worked a lot in... at the Old Vic in London with Kevin Spacey.
Okay.
A guy called Falah. film, had not acted before, but they'd been through the troubles, and they a lot of them had lost family members. A lot of them knew how to make IED bombs. I mean, they were the real thing.
Right.
So I think that they give performances that you would not get out of sort of central casting.
Well, I look very much forward to seeing it. I'm very excited about it. It looks terrific in the trailer. And I hope it does come out by the end of the year, Nick. And
I'm going to push for it to come out as soon as possible.
And I look forward to saying hello in Toronto. And I also hope that you do the David Beagleman film someday, even though that's a long time ago when I read that. But I still want to see that film someday. Do you have any interest in doing that?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Thanks very much for
your
time.
How are you these days?
Oh, quite well. It's good. The column is going well. I'm running it on my own. I've been doing all the duties, advertising and whatnot. And it's you know, it's one of the better read and.
Yeah, I hear it's very respected.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good groove these days. And I go to most of the festivals, and it's, you know, it's a very exciting life. But I'm. I'm very much into the films that are about the Middle Eastern situation. I just think that's where a lot of the melodrama of our times is coming from. Obviously.
Well, I think so. I mean, what I wanted to do was to really get to the humanity of the situation, and so you would understand how over a single incident you would have three very different points of view.
Sure.
You know, one point of view obviously being the Marines and why they acted the way they did. And I think we got very sympathetic performances from them. The other being the same point of view from the insurgents, who are complicated. They're not, you know, this term we always read in the newspapers, insurgent, doesn't really explain who these people are or where they've come from. And particularly with the Sunnis, a lot of them were in Saddam's army. Haditha was a city where Saddam's army officers came from. It's a Sunni city who was supportive of Saddam. And I think that they all expected when the Americans arrived, and because they didn't really put up much of a fight, that they would then be used in the construction of the new Iraq, instead of which the entire army was disbanded. And that gave birth to the insurgency.
That point is pretty well pointed out in the excellent documentary that is called No End in Sight, that is coming out, I believe. I think it either is out or is just about to come out, but it's an excellent doc, and it's infuriating to see the stupid mistakes that triggered much of the problems right now.
Yeah. So I think that point of view is also important, which you know, we went to some lengths to put across in an understandable way. So there aren't any really black and white. It's a kind of it's an area with a lot of confusion, and there isn't really a right and a wrong in it. And I think that's the kind of the important thing to put across too.
What is it that you're actually doing in Berlin? You're doing post and sound or something?
We're mixing it.
Mixing, okay. All right, Nick, very good. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in Toronto. Thanks for your time.
Likewise.
Be well.
Bye, Jeffrey.
Bye.